Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Gresh and Keith.
I can assure you Aaron Rodgers did not want that out before the draft.
It was just an accumulation of information.
So you chose to break the news on draft day.
That is absolutely accurate.
Andy Gresh.
The good part is if you're a New England fan, you've got your future in Mac Jones, but you've got your now in Christian Barmore.
That was a dream come true, like a blessing from God.
My girlfriend, she makes me like 10 cookies every night.
Rich Keith.
I believe Julian truly heals up. I think he'll be back. I don't see why he wouldn't be back.
Stop it. Get some help.
Gresh and Keith.
Everybody loves the booty.
Definitely not sex stuff.
On WEEI.
All right, final hour of the week. We'll try to get back on track here. We got your 3T coming up in about 30 minutes. It is 104 here with Gresh and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. 3T is your Twitch chat on Twitter, at Gresh Keith on text 37937. Lord knows we got a lot of content, especially after Scheim sort of brought to light the amazing abilities of the elephant.
Correct.
And
you learn something new
what
day.
It can do.
Yes.
One texter said, now zoos will be on a bucket list. And it might be. You know what's on a bucket list for some people? Going to Fenway Park to see a baseball game. And because we got all Red Wiggler elephant off the exit ramp there, caller 9 right now to the contest line, and only the contest line. It's 617-931-0937. We'll get tickets to see the Red Sox play the A's Wednesday night at Fenway Park. Caller 9 right now. And to Scheim, who will be answering. And if you say something about the elephant and you are caller 9, then you may end up winning. But seriously, 617-931-0937, caller 9 contest line right now. By the way, the A's are the leaders in the American League West, off to a good start, like the Red Sox. That series.
Yeah. They had like a crazy winning streak.
That means something a little bit
like
there.
Like a million games.
Yeah, playing a good team.
That's right.
And, well, the Celtics, we hope, are a good team. They will be playing tonight against the Chicago Bulls. Only a couple games left in the regular season. And for those of you who've listened to the show for any period of time, we're on football. We love them all, but NBA has really got us kind of got our attention here because the Bruins have played their way into being on the radar. With the Celtics, it was a little bit of a different level of expectations coming out of last year with the Bubble East Finals. You got two superstars trying to find a way to break through and win a championship. And this will be an interesting year in terms of the matchups. We've talked about how the Knicks are built differently. Celtics are going to play Miami. Miami playing differently than they were last year. Philadelphia is better. So when you really narrow it down, it's a rotation of 8 in the playoffs. So, Rich, who are the Celtics' best 8 for the postseason?
Well, and I think they might actually be healthy, although that'll only be for who knows how long, right? Because Jaylen Brown's not playing tonight, but he is supposed to be playing this weekend against Miami. And Time Lord is questionable, but at least he's not, you know, officially out. So let's say they have their full complement of guys, which would be, you could probably count on one or two hands how many times they've had that, especially post-deadline.
Very much,
you know, since they added Evan Fournier and all of that. So obviously Tatum, Brown, Walker, Smart, Time Lord. That's probably your starting 5.
I would agree.
Evan Fournier, Tristan Thompson, Peyton Pritchard, and maybe even Nesmith if you want to go 9. That's probably your 9 guys that are going to see some time. You know, and again, foul trouble changes things.
Yeah.
Injury obviously changes things. But I think 8, 9 guys, you probably do play 9, and that 9th guy doesn't get a ton of minutes. Use him sort of like, hey, Neesmith, come out here, try to hit a couple open threes, and then we'll get you out of there. Something like that. That's probably your 9, which means Jabari Parker and Semi Ojeleye and, thank God, Grant Williams. Like, those guys get bumped out, and that's probably the 9 I think you win or lose with.
Are you a little disappointed that you don't have Jabari Parker higher only because of the way he started and playing 15 minutes and was able to really come in and contribute? I'm wrestling with the Jabari Parker piece of it in that, because you're right. Like, I don't want to see Grant Williams out there. I'd rather see Parker out there.
I would,
he's
too.
He's a much more well-rounded player, in my opinion. He's a savvy veteran. He's been around. And guys got something to prove. And I like guys like that. But the fact that Aaron Neesmith is in this conversation is kind of fascinating.
Well, then you also have, you know, Romeo Langford kind of lingering there a little bit. But I don't think it's going to happen. I think Neesmith has passed him by. And Peyton Pritchard's been consistent all year. And so I think he's going to get definitely a lot of minutes. If you go back to Parker, though, this is his minutes played since joining the Celtics in the games that he got into. 16, 16, 15, 13, 12, 5. And then 8 on Wednesday, all in a game. And the 8 were all in the fourth quarter in a game in which you were up by 30-plus. So he's done. And I don't know if it's as much as they didn't see enough out of him, or it was more, hey, Fournier's back from his spout. You
right.
know, like, all of a sudden, you know, Time Lord's back. Kemba's playing. Like, all these guys are available. Well, then, you know, you can't play 12. So I think he's sort of an insurance-type guy. If one of those 8 guys or 9 guys that we mentioned gets hurt, then maybe there's an opportunity. That's probably his only chance to get in there.
Probably so.
You know,
as you workshop through it. And, you know, I was kind of going back and forth with the whole Neesmith, Peyton Pritchard. It really depends on who is playing well that game, right? Because if, you know, you can mix in Marcus Smart, obviously. But if you need instant scoring off the bench, you're probably going Pritchard before you go Neesmith in terms of somebody coming in to knock down shots. The problem is that might take one of Walker or Smart off the floor at any given time.
Right.
And say, you know, Jalen gets into foul trouble.
Oh, yeah.
That's where Neesmith could end up being, instead of maybe moving Marcus over, that's where Neesmith may end up getting some minutes. It's just interesting to me because when we sat down to do the first show on March 15th,
mm-hmm.
Aaron Neesmith was almost viewed as a, hey, this guy might be a bust this year.
Yeah,
and sort now
of look for next year for any kind of impact.
And now he's a part of the playoff rotation,
yeah,
or at least could be expected to be.
Yeah, give him credit for kind of sticking with it all year too, because it's probably disappointing. You know, you've seen some of these other rookies out there getting more minutes, getting more shots, and you're like, all right, what is my role? But
do you think it's more of him, or do you think they sort of Belichicked him and bringing him along in that it's a rookie and, okay, we're going to, like, we don't have to play you right away, we're going to let you get indoctrinated into the league, and then we'll bust you out a little bit.
See, I think part of it was him and not taking advantage of the limited time that he had, especially a guy where his number one skill set is shooting threes. And so if you miss some of your threes early on, you're like, all right, what else are you doing? Because Peyton Pritchard, I know he's older, but same draft class, and he drafted him like 12 picks later. He made the most of it. Like, as soon as he got in there, we were like, this guy can play. Mm-hmm. Like, right away. And he has been in the lineup throughout the entire year. So Neesmith kind of, maybe he just got more comfortable. Like, we saw a lot of guys last year when they went to the bubble after that time off. There were a lot of rookies and second-year guys that took, like, a jump, because it was like they mm-hmm. either got more comfortable or it was like they no longer were rookies. And this season, I think Neesmith just needed all those games to sort of, even some of the games that he wasn't playing, just kind of needed those to get kind of acclimated to the league. And so he's done a good job with that, and I definitely expect him to play.
The more I look at this roster, and I know we've referenced this before, there is definitely the sort of like Patriots defense kind of build to it, where you've got a lot of, like, you know, it's the B-level players, let's call it, to where you can mix and match a bunch of different lineups. Can they win with just 2 of the superstars? And I'll put Kemba in that, in the third, like,
okay,
3 superstar category. Can they go far with just 2 of those guys really clicking? Or do you have to have a three-headed monster that includes Kemba Walker to make a deep, deep run. Because everybody focuses on what Brooklyn can do. And I know Philadelphia is built a little differently. But I would think that if the Celtics got great play for a short period of time from those three stars, that there isn't anybody in the East that they can't at least hang with.
Yeah, if the three guys are all locked, but I don't know how many games we've even seen all year where all three have played really, really well together on the
same
night.
And that's the mind screw of this team, yeah. Is it not?
Yeah, and that's why I think if it's just Tatum and Brown, and if those guys play at such a high level, well, all right, you probably beat the Knicks or the Hawks or whoever. Like, if you end up getting in that 4-5 matchup, all right, you know, maybe you'll win that series. But I don't know how you beat the Nets, Sixers, or Bucks. And I know all three of those teams have a lot to prove. Like, mm-hmm. The Sixers haven't done it. Like, they've been a collapsed team, and it's not like Doc Rivers is the guy to push them over the top, because Doc Rivers couldn't do that with the Clippers. The Bucks, as good as Giannis has been in the last few years, they haven't won anything. And then the Nets are the ultimate, like, when are they going to blow up on each other team? So there's questions with all of them, but they're all more talented than the Celtics. They just are. Like, they not only do they have the star players, but they just have, like, in Milwaukee's case, they're a much deeper team. Philly's case, I think they're built where Embiid could probably just destroy you, but they also have the outside shooters this year, which they didn't have a year ago. And then the Nets just have three of the 15 best players in basketball. So I think once you get out of the first round, or the way things are going, your first round might be against Milwaukee, and then I think you're not going anywhere.
That would be problematic, yeah, to say the least. And Milwaukee's playing a much better brand of basketball the last 2 weeks. They're kind of like the Bruins. They're starting to round into shape a little bit, and you're feeling pretty good about them out there in Milwaukee. I know we focus so much on the stars, but I wonder if we're going to get to a point in these playoffs to where, like, is it just all about the superstars and what they do, or will it become much more of the talent around those stars that become the separator when we start to get to, like, championship round levels?
Well, I think, and what you see a lot in the NBA playoffs is the star players have to be good every single night, yeah, and because you're also going up against star players who are going to be good every single night. But to sort of win or steal a series, like, game two is the Evan Fournier game, where Evan Fournier goes for 28. Or then game three is the Kemba game. Game four, oh, Marcus Smart somehow ran into a bunch of threes. Like, if one of those guys has a monster career performance just once in a series, or whatever, spread it out over the course of the playoffs, then maybe that's how you do it. Because even Brooklyn or Milwaukee will probably have that too, where, like, Milwaukee wins the game and it's not Middleton, it's not Giannis, it's somebody else. Like, right. DiVincenzo or somebody like Holiday has a crazy game. And you're like, oh, okay, that's how they were able to do it. But Giannis still has, like, a quiet 20-12, you know, like one of those type of games. So the Celtics, at least after the deadline, added a couple of those guys. Like, Fournier is capable of that 20-plus game. I think Pritchard is capable. We've seen him do it. I'm not going to rely on Smart, but Kemba we know definitely is. So those guys give you, I guess, like a puncher's chance in a series against the
better
team.
Well, the one thing that they have that they clearly didn't have last year was that bench scoring. Now you got people who can come off the bench and give you something automatically. And that's where I think Peyton Pritchard, quite honestly, is the non-starter I'm most interested in, because we know that guy can score, but how will he hold up in a 20-minute stretch,
right,
over a couple different quarters in a playoff game? Because you're going to want to come in and score right away. But that's going to be the focus of the guy. And does he just give it up on the other end to the point to where it becomes a law of diminishing returns? If you put him in there, you want the offense, but on the other end, the guy's getting schooled. And that's the enticement of Aaron Nesmith, isn't it? If he could, all of a sudden he comes into a game and knocks down a couple of threes, but, oh, by the way, he can play a modicum of defense, like, even a little bit.
Yeah, just play a little bit.
That's where that guy could really earn some minutes. And then there's the whole who you're going against. And, you know, this is a year where normally you would say, ah, Brooklyn's got stars, who cares, right? Lakers have stars, who cares? I disagree. I think this year the matchups matter, mm-hmm, to the success of these teams. And if the Celtics, it's a little bit like the Bruins a couple years ago, if the Celtics get the right road, this could align for them perfectly. Because if they play Philadelphia along the way, I ain't worried about Philly. I am not scared by them.
I get why you're not. I just think they are a little bit different. And it's not the Doc effect. It's more the Daryl Morey effect of getting Al Horford out of there, getting Josh Richardson out of there. You have Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, and Harris, and then shooters. Like, okay. Like, they're kind of built a lot better than they were the last couple of years. I am with you. There was a stretch there where it was Golden State versus LeBron.
Right.
And if you weren't either one of those teams, like, good luck. And even a couple of years ago when the Raptors won it, well, they needed injuries. They needed everybody. They needed Klay Thompson to go down, Kevin Durant to go down. Like, they needed that for them to win. And last year and this year, it's definitely way more wide open. Like, I wouldn't put all my money on any one team to win their conference. Like, who are you picking in the West right now? I don't know. I don't know who's going to win that.
I want to go Denver in part because of the Joker, but, I mean...
Like
when
Utah
they lost Murray, that was a big blow to them.
Like Utah and Phoenix are the top two teams in the West, and they've played great. But is anybody ready to put them in the finals
Hell
right now?
No.
So it's wide open, which I think is great because, again, you can't. It's not going to be chalk necessarily in the playoffs. Right now, the Lakers are in the exact same situation as the Celtics are. They're currently sixth, but they're tied with the team in seventh. And they could get thrown into the play-in tournament. They could complain about it and all that other stuff. But it's kind of fascinating, like where these teams are at right now. And I don't know. It's pretty wide open. That's why you can't rule out the Celtics. But there's just been too many examples during the year where just when you start to buy in, they have an absolute clunker, and or they lose to a bad team or whatever. And you're like, okay. Like, you can't depend on this team to be good down the stretch.
If you're doubling down on the Celtics to go on a big run and you're definitive in that thought process, I would think that's some honkism going on.
A little bit, yeah.
Because there isn't anything from a metrics or even a vibe or a feel standpoint to where you can say, oh, yeah, this team is definitely better. Mm-mm. I like their matchup against Philadelphia,
yep.
But I would hate their match. If they played Milwaukee in the first round,
that's what it
would
be right now.
That'd be a real problem
right
for them.
Right now it would be. And Milwaukee, as you said, has played a lot better. They've beaten the Nets twice this week. They've won four in a row. They're actually only a half game behind Brooklyn now, so they could even jump up. And then maybe you'd get Brooklyn. Because Philly's playing so well. Philly's won six in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So if the Celtics are able to hold off Miami and be the sixth, are they playing Brooklyn or Milwaukee in the first round? Like, that is
if
that's
it's,
brutal.
By the way, if it's Knicks, Atlanta in the first round, those are two teams that do not deserve to go another round in the
kinda
playoffs,
crazy,
in my opinion.
Right, that one of those teams is going to move on.
They're going to move on. That's nuts. And you'd sign up for that if you could.
And that's doable. I mean, you're only a game behind the Hawks. So that's the 4-5 is within reach. And two games behind the Knicks. And they have a game. They have one game with the Knicks before the end of the year, too. So.
You become the 5, and you play the Knicks in the first round.
It's possible.
And then you get Philly in the second.
The next week for the Celtics, the number
Massive.
Of... Yeah, like they could play in the play-in game.
Playoffs start now, baby.
Or they could host a first-round series.
Yep. Playoffs start tonight.
You're right.
Absolutely.
The must-win against
what
Chicago.
What is the nightmare NBA final scenario as we look at this like grid right now? And the reason I ask that, folks, is because if you go to the play-in tournament, Indiana and Washington are 4 and 5 games under 500.
Yeah.
San Antonio is the 10 in the West. They're 3 games under. Memphis is at 500. And Golden State is a game over 500. And Steph Curry has played like an MVP for a month and a half just to get them to that point.
So nightmare scenario for what, the finals?
Say for society. Yeah, for the NBA finals.
Realistic matchup?
As a whole.
Milwaukee, Utah
would not be good.
Because it's realistic, too. Utah's got the best record. Milwaukee is right there. And I just think markets-wise, even though you have Donovan Mitchell and Giannis, you know, they want a LeBron. They want Durant. They want...
I think nationally, people take Luka in an NBA final out of Dallas because he's becoming one of those guys that people are kind of falling in love with. I think a nightmare scenario would be like a... Well, you get Atlanta in there because they just...
Not happening.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Because I would think out of Philly, Brooklyn, and Milwaukee, the three most likely teams out of the East, they would sign up for Philly. They want Brooklyn.
And
then Milwaukee would be the least favorable. And then in the West, they would love Lakers, obviously.
There's
love
a lot Lakers. To choose from. But you know what? Phoenix is a 2 seed going to an NBA Finals. and you're selling,
Devin Booker, Chris Paul, DeAndre Ayton. I mean, you could
sell it, but DeAndre Ayton is, he's one of those guys you're going to look at and be like, he was overdrafted. It was a big guy. Devin Booker would be a coming out party.
Right.
I just don't know if a lot of fans buy CP3 as a, like, it feels like he's an old man on the end of a run. He feels like that boxer.
Yeah.
That is the like,
but he's
heavyweight
hanging
champion
in there, though.
And
like,
having a great year, there's no question. But I'm just waiting for playoff Chris Paul to show up.
But think about the last number of NBA finals. They've all involved LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Or at the very least, or Curry or Durant. Like, they're in every one of these finals recently. So if you didn't have any of those guys, the league might not like it, but then maybe you have a chance to really develop some guys, for the future.
Is there a team that would be considered superstarless? Like, do you think people look at Embiid and Simmons as...
No, they're superstars.
Do you think they're viewed in the, stratosphere, some of the dudes that we just talked about?
No, out of the teams, the only teams without a superstar in the top six in either conference would be the Knicks.
The Joker is a superstar.
Oh, yeah.
And I think known to, but to the casual fan, it'll be, who's this doughy honky?
Yeah, you'd learn pretty quick.
You would learn pretty quick, there's no doubt.
Now, they all do. I mean, Donovan Mitchell, Devin Booker, Chris Paul, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Jokic, Doncic, LeBron and Davis.
Who's lying in the weeds?
I
feel like Dallas.
I think
might
Portland
be.
Or Golden State, I think, just because of Lillard and Curry have the chance to, one of them's going to win that play-in game, and then they're just kind of frisky.
They can beat Phoenix. I keep saying Philly.
Yeah,
but
no, they can.
One of those teams can beat Phoenix.
I think those guys
Phoenix.
Are so good that, I think they could.
Boy,
yeah,
and how would that change
things? The
playoff
match is going to be awesome, especially in the West. It's going to be a great playoff.
Yeah, game. I agree. I don't think anybody will get real hot for, Charlotte against Brooklyn.
Nope.
Although that would be a step forward for Michael Jordan's crew and LaMelo Ball maybe cement some. What would be interesting to see a team like Washington wreck things a little bit.
Well, I wonder if the league wants that part of it, too, where you're talking about those teams that are under 500 and they knock off. Is that what they really want?
Westbrook and Beal, though, as a Washington 10 seed.
Five games under 500, in the playoffs. No thanks. You don't deserve to be there.
Oh. So Washington wins that 9-10 game against Indiana.
Yep.
And then
beats Charlotte, and then they play Philly.
Yes.
That's what it would be.
And then they could match up against the Knicks Atlanta winner. I mean, seriously, right?
Yeah, there's some bad scenarios.
But how crazy would it be to think, that's the whole Russell Westbrook goes on a run, and he drags a team to an East final. And then Aaron Nesmith knocks down shots over him, and the Celts are
Celts of the champs
off
again.
The play
there
of the
go.
Lakers.
We figured it out.
We figured it out, baby. We did say we were going to get to some Bruins and sort of the line combinations and how they're going to put everything together. I think that's one of those things that we can visit on Monday.
I do have a quick Bruins update for you, courtesy of Joe Haggerty.
Oh, we don't have to go to the Shine breaking news
desk?
No,
I'll do it here. Shine's wearing a lot of hats right now.
Shine's itching his belly.
According to Joe Haggerty, Bruce Cassidy said there's a chance Andre Kasha could get in the lineup one of these last few regular season games.
Come on.
Charlie Coyle has not been cleared yet. So they're going to need somebody. Maybe that means DeBrus goes back in, which would be, he has been awful this year. But Andre Kasha, who has taken the mantle of the Boston sports cryptid from Romeo Langford, might actually play in one of these final three games. If he walked in the room, wouldn't know it was him. But
that's right.
Here we go.
And, all of a sudden, he wins you a game.
Yeah, maybe.
You're like, oh, it was worth it.
Yeah, maybe.
They were stashing him. They knew what they were doing. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. What a fun time we've had. I am just seeing the Shine belly cam. I am retweeting that.
I don't support that at all.
Oh, wait, come on. It's a little hurtful.
It is. What are we doing?
I don't know, Eamon.
It's the video guy.
It's mean-spirited, Eamon. I won't stand for it.
That's right. Oh, look at you. A champion for Shime
That's
now.
Right. I am.
That's right. That's its own segment. You're going to be the champion for Shime.
I will defend him till the day
he
I die.
He is my champion in trial by combat.
That's right.
I was going to make a belly joke, but I can't.
No,
all right, let's tread.
Andy Gresh and Rich Keefe. This is Gresh and Keefe on EEI. Have you been watching the show today?
at twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
Been tweeting the show
at Gresh Keefe on Twitter.
Texting the show
at 37937.
Well, now it's time to read only the positive messages
from Twitch, Twitter, and the text line
on Gresh and Keefe.
Oh, if you're funny, you'll get in as well. It's not just the positive ones. It's the ones that, well, maybe cut a little deep or are funny.
The positively entertaining ones.
There it is. That's what we should spin it as.
By the way, Shime, not to steal what might be a text that just came in, but the 781, now that you're in the John spot, one step to the right on that mic, says, great mic, Shime. Don't be afraid to either back away or turn it down a bit, kid.
Was this guy an engineer all of a sudden on the line? I thought he sounded great.
Somebody applying for a job. No, you do. I mean, you are
that is really
crisp
smooth.
And bold. Yeah.
Well, you know, guys, I try to be as bold as possible.
Well, wow. There's no question. You're bringing the elephant dong knowledge, I'll tell you that.
Amateur zoologist.
I'm going to tell everybody I talked to this weekend that same anecdote, which will be just my wife. But anyway.
Well, you know what, though? I have a funny
She'll
feeling.
Be impressed.
I was going to say that but as soon as both of our wives find out, it's going to be, were you guys talking about this today? Because I know that happens every once in a while.
Maybe, just a little bit.
That's, so it's Twitch, Tweet, Text 3T, and I know that the Twitch chat has been on fire.
Yep, Twitch has been good.
Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, WEEI.com/watch. Shine, what do we have today?
So right off the bat today, to start the show, David Ortiz weighed in on the Twitch chat, of course, as he is wont to do. He says, I would like to challenge Gresh and Keefe to a Hell in the Cell versus me and Shine.
Well, okay. Hell in a Cell. You know, you can't get out of there.
It's a main event,
you're stuck
brother.
In, you're stuck
getting
in
a big payday.
Stuck in that cell.
That's what I'm thinking about, yeah.
Tornado tag, Hell in a Cell.
I don't see why not. You get four guys in there. Two of them knock each other out early, and then you let the other two do all the work.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you forgot about me. You're like, oh, you got knocked out in the first 30 seconds, and I come back in, make a big push.
I think me and Gresh are going to be the ones that get knocked out early. We're going to get a little tired, so you're going to have to keep up the show.
The high spots.
Yeah, exactly. You'll be working against the time Shawn Michaels had God as his tag team partner.
Yeah,
you'll be in there working against a broomstick on that one. But it would work. By the way, David Ortiz, and Bertucci's, what are we doing here, folks? Let's go.
It's right there for
you. It is right there for you,
and
exactly.
Throw us
right.
A little bit of a bone, you know.
That's right.
Came up with
send
it.
Some rolls.
I'll take it.
Twitch chat also weighed in. We had Will Fleming on earlier. Yes. One of the voices of the Red Sox says, "Quote: Wow, Will is kind of hot.
How about that? Getting a little love sexually.
Ooh, look at that.
Twitch chat really liking Will Fleming.
The Twitch chat is sort of more of a Tristan Thompson type of crowd, right? To sort of chase and tail a little bit, I feel like, on Twitch.
Oh, I got it.
They get a little risque.
It's hornier on Twitch than it is anywhere else.
Okay, that's fair.
And I mean, that's why hot tub streams do so well.
Correct. And they got their first look at Will Fleming, and they said, that is a tall drink of water.
And we'll put that hot tub stream thing to the test, I'm sure.
We're going to figure that out.
Oh, we'll get something
going. Fleming, you might not know this from listening to him, 6'7" tall.
And a huge nose.
Yeah, he could play...
And we know what that means, guys.
We do know exactly what that means. So he could play wing in the NBA, no problem.
Oh, no
question.
You could
either put him 2-3.
He could guard Neesmith.
Yeah, I think he could. He could shut him down. That was nice. We'll talk to Will again throughout the season, though. That was good.
From the 401, yes, I loved the Think You Should Leave reference. Best comedy sketch show ever. Walk slowly. I know Keith would appreciate that.
You're not on the
one.
Turbo Team. I Think You Should Leave. And Gresh, I know you haven't seen it, but it is the greatest sketch comedy show of all time. It was on Netflix, and it was like six episodes, and they were really short, and they're doing a season two. It was a guy, Tim Robinson, used to write for SNL, and now he's doing his own thing. Hilarious.
Even better than SCTV? One of those well-regarded sketch
that
shows?
That had its moments. That definitely did. Yeah, this hasn't had the longevity, but this was great.
That's the only other sketch show I know.
So SNL, Mad TV.
Oh, I guess SNL would count. Like,
Do you count Chappelle's show? Because if you do, then that's number one.
Probably.
Yeah, well, okay.
I don't know if you count
they
that
They lap
not.
The field.
Yeah.
We got some weigh-ins from Twitter today about our five things you'd have to have in your lair of sorts.
Yes, I like this.
So Steve on Twitter weighed in for his funk hole. He would have Time Crisis, Golden Tee, Ski Ball, Air Hockey, and Cruising USA.
That's a good one. So air hockey is an interesting one because I always feel like I love air hockey, but then by the time I'm done the first game, I'm sick of it.
You got to have a friend. Not all of us have friends here, guys.
Don't have one.
We had an air hockey table for a while. And
do you even use it?
Yeah, no, it's gone. We got rid of it because it just didn't. Like,
I love the
kids
idea
play
of
it.
Air hockey.
Yeah.
I love it, but you're right. I would not play it very much.
I would rather have, and I thought about this afterwards, a texter had slid it by, the old USA versus Russia domed hockey game where you could press the bubble hockey. It's a little bigger and wider,
right?
Because it's got the guys on the wings with the longer sticks, so you can really rip the shot. That was the best.
Where do you stand on foosball?
I'm not a huge foosball guy.
I'm a big foosball.
Too much moving around.
Also, again, you need a friend.
Yeah,
like you need to have these games that are both single and multiplayer. That's the best bang for your buck.
I would agree with that.
Friend of the show on Twitter, Billy D, also weighed in saying for his beat laboratory, he'd have the Turtle Side Scroller, Area 51, Air Hockey, Donkey Kong, and any motorcycle racer.
Oh, Area 51 was a good game because you need a gun game. So the Area 51 was good. Yeah, the motorcycle.
Sitting on the actual motorcycle too, those are pretty fun.
Oh,
you get to lean with it, rock with it.
Climb on the hog, get going with it.
And if we're going to be fair, it's the only bike that Shime and I would be able to ride of a motorcycle like that where you think you're going that fast. Because us on those little rockets,
if you guys
are
like a little Yamaha,
we'd be too front heavy.
Yeah.
Right over the top.
It's actually in your claws from EEI. You can't ride one.
Oh, it is. Right. Well, there we go.
Post guacamole take. Twitch was kind of having at it with Gresh.
Good.
Quote, I suddenly hate Gresh.
Wow. That's
great.
Gresh is anti-avocado in general, which was mind-blowing.
Disgusting.
Nugget. We also got, how is Gresh a fat guy? He doesn't eat anything.
That's We're getting a lot of this. First of all, he's not fat anymore.
Well, and it's also not true. I eat a lot of what I like. That's the problem.
That's fair.
Like what I say.
You said chocolate. You're a big chocolate guy.
Chocolate guy.
Small menu guy.
I would eat like
pizza galore.
Oh, I would eat frosting out of the
fried
container.
Chicken.
Like people would peanut butter.
Just frosting, huh?
Oh.
Just on its own?
So good. And it isn't hate eating either.
I think like it might be a little sad eating.
Oh, no.
You're not in front of the TV.
No, I'll tell you what I'll tell you what it is.
Spoonful of this.
It's not so much the sad eating.
Hey, you want some cake with that, buddy?
It's more the altered mind eating,
I do know what you mean.
Munchy eating a little bit. There you go.
I got you.
From the 207, weighing in on our Aaron Rodgers discussion and the attempt to try and keep him in Green Bay, they should brew a beer and call it Aaron Rodgers' Tears.
Well, I don't know if that's
that's kind of mean.
I don't
think
so.
That would be if Green Bay is playing New England, that is a 1 week beer to have in your establishment.
That is it. Get somebody on
Aaron Rodgers Tears. Oh, it's beautiful.
But I wonder if this place, and again, if you missed it, they're offering them basically free food for life.
Yeah,
if
he and
stays.
Shailene Woodley.
Now
they're both broke.
they both are desperate for a free puppy.
They need anything they can get.
But I feel like maybe if he does leave, this might be the kind of place that turns on him, and then might serve the Rodgers.
That's
tears.
A very good point.
From the 774, weighing in on Keith's Ichabod Crane comparison for John, how about Itchy Butt Crane or Icky Butt Crane?
I mean, the Ichabod Crane line is probably one of the short-lived era of this
plus.
Show.
Yeah.
That's a top three line right there. That guy about fell out the chair. We had people coming in the room saying that was funny.
Yeah, I got him. Yeah, I'll take it.
Someone was questioning what kind of trivia I go to.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. Shyam learned some pretty interesting elephant facts, and he claimed it was on trivia, and I don't know.
It was on a trivia television show.
So you weren't attending a live trivia event.
No.
Although.
I could, and now I'll know for next time.
And now you would have the answer.
And the last thing from the 508, when we were talking about elephants being able to scratch themselves with their appendages, Frank Gore can do the same thing.
So apparently can Batista in WWE.
Oh, really? Batista known for having
rumor and innuendo.
Is that what they say about Batista?
Yeah.
Drax, if you will, in Guardians of the Galaxy. All
right. So wait a minute. Are we now with Shime? Are we in the Aristotle, Jane Goodall, Chris Shime when it comes to famous zoologists?
Yeah, they compare me to Charles Darwin.
I mean, seriously.
Wow.
Well,
that's good company.
Yeah, the
send me down to Easter Island for a bit. I got to study some tortoises.
The Darwin Awards might be my favorite thing to read just on the can, like that Twitter Darwin Awards.
You find out how people
off themselves in dumb ways.
Crazy.
I'm surprised more of my family members haven't made it on there. Not like Aunt Liam, but I mean, like,
I know,
but I've had some
others. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my dad. got electrocuted once. I don't know how he didn't die.
Is he trying to get into a tiger cage or something?
No, he was, he was trying to. How
don't
can
get
I
yourself
put this?
Yeah, this is
no,
like,
no, no. It was in a house years ago.
Choosing our words carefully.
No,
here.
He was
did
like
he stick a fork.
Trying
in
to rewire
socket?
A house a little bit yeah. and sort of like and zapped himself and then tried to like turn the power off from the road and there you go.
Oh, not gonna work.
He's one of those those coal miners, man. They just climbed
listen,
up the pole
different
and didn't
breed.
Worry about it.
That's right.
Yeah, very much so. So there you go. Your Twitch
good stuff.
Tweet and text. You can text us at 37937. Tweet at us at Gresh Keefe. You want to get Rich at Keefe21. Get me at The Real Gresh. Get Shime at Shime Time. See Shime or Shime Time?
Shime Time.
Shime Time. Thank you. And then, and I don't know John's, but I'll say it. And it'll bother
it's
him.
Anderson J.A.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whatever it is.
He's
and
on
then,
there. He's
of course,
mixing around.
Of course, in the Twitch, it is weei.com/watch or twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. We're getting ready to hand it off to OMF, but quickly, because I know we're going to go down this road when it comes to, not so much down this road, but you got something, what you're watching, gambling picks, all that. We do not want to forget that it is Mother's Day this weekend, right? And can just some,
happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Just some word of advice.
Yes.
If you have procreated with a woman, you need to get her a Mother's Day gift. Do yeah. not shun your wife.
No, no, no.
On Mother's Day.
No, no, no.
Don't do the whole, I got something for your mom no, no, no. and blah, blah. No, 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 no. Yes. You got to go in on that yep. and make sure, because that's a big mistake that
it
especially.
Sounds like you maybe learned that.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, okay.
No, no.
So you knew right
when
away.
My
smart
first wife,
that,
I had
Rich.
No kids.
She's smart. I got you.
And
right,
no, it was a lesson that I learned on yes. from my wife now, and she's got kids and all that. Yeah, I mean, I learned it, but she doesn't really get hooked up on like all that stuff.
But reach out to all the moms, you know.
Because yeah, yeah.
They will that's a very nice gesture.
I got stuff already yeah. on the way good. To my mom, which is rare for me that
you're
I'm
ahead
of
the game.
The curl. Oh, yeah,
you.
Yeah. Nice. She'll be getting her flowers right. and then give me the call and be okay and all that. But, like, call your mom, all that kind of
all
stuff.
Of
so, please, you know, take care of mom here for Mother's Day. What you watching? You got something in gambling picks all next.
Back to more Boston sports talk. Gresh and Keith on EEI.
All right, we got a lot to get in here in the final 5 minutes. Aggression Keefe here on this Friday. OMF is next here on the WEEI Sports Radio Network and WEEI.com. We're going to wrap up the what you watching, gambling picks, and everything into You Got Something, brought to you by Unified Office. If you run restaurants, you know busy signals and placing customers on hold means lost revenue. Let Unified Office help you maximize sales at unifiedoffice.com. All right, let's go. Let's start this in the other direction here, and I will start with you, Rich, and say, yes. What are you watching this weekend?
All right, so some of the dork stuff that is available to you, you have The Bad Batch. That is the Star Wars animated show. Episode 2 is out today. Also, the HBO series Mayor of Easttown. It's one that Greg Hill's been talking about on his show a bit. Episode 4 of 7 is out on Sunday night. So that show's been the best thing on TV so far. And if you are into documentaries, The Sons of Sam, all about the Son of Sam case from the late 70s in New York, is fascinating. It's a 4-part series. I already ripped through the entire thing. That's available on Netflix if you want to give that a go. So all of a sudden, all these different places like Amazon Prime and HBO Max and Netflix have been pumping out new movies and new TV shows. So there's probably something for everybody this weekend there.
I'm on UFC this weekend. Obviously, another fight night. It leads into a pay-per-view next weekend from Houston, which, of course, we can get into next week. And the Booker T documentary
yes.
on A&E. You
yeah,
and
yeah.
I have not talked about these sort of weird WWE productions that they worked with A&E in terms of, like, they've done Stone Cold Steve Austin, they've done Rowdy Piper, they did a hatchet job on the Macho Man, and now with Booker T, maybe at some point, maybe we have to wait until they're all, done,
they're all done,
and then sort of talk about them in totality, because when yeah. it's a WWE production, you can tell.
Yeah, you can, and, like, the people they're interviewing are all pretty safe, and it's, like, the stuff that yeah. they're saying, and I don't know. It's 2 hours, but it's less than that with the commercials. And you're trying to tell the story, the entire story of somebody's life. And I also think what hurts them is there are so many podcasts and so many other documentaries that have been yes. put out there that even if you're a casual wrestling fan, there's not a ton of new stuff.
That's right.
Like, that's what the Sons of Sam documentary that I watched was, like, all new stuff. Like, I didn't know any of this stuff. And this has been a case that's been out there forever ago. Whereas I'm watching the Stone Cold thing, I'm like, yeah, I knew that. I knew that. Okay, I knew
the
that.
The only thing was that. The Rock and that final match.
Yep.
That was the little, only perspective I hadn't heard before.
That
yeah.
was a little bit different. But I'll still watch them. I still get of sucked course. In, and I'll end up watching that.
Shime, what are you watching this weekend?
I got a couple things, guys. Two Netflix shows I'm watching. The finale of one of my personal favorite shows, The Circle, Season 2, is officially out. I'm going to go watch that this weekend. Season 2, in my opinion, has been even better than Season 1. The characters on the show are tremendous. So if you like any kind of reality TV, check out The Circle. Also be checking out a new like superhero show produced by Mark Millar. I believe he's a writer as well.
Yes, he is.
It's called Jupiter's Legacy.
Yes.
And it looks really good. I'm excited. I'm going to give it a whirl. People have said on Twitter that it's as good as The Boys, which I know Keith loves.
Whoa.
I'm going to give it a whirl and see what happens. It.
Why not?
Shime, any gambling stuff quick that you're on this weekend?
No gambling stuff for me this week. I'm taking the weekend off. I'm going to be moving next week. Gresh, I'm trying to put my affairs in order,
smart.
If you will.
Get your head together.
Trying to get my stuff together. Make sure I don't make any stupid decisions this weekend.
Good idea.
Instead, I'll just be wishing my mother a happy Mother's Day. It's been a tough beginning of the year, but things are looking up as the weather gets brighter.
Good.
So.
Good to hear.
I will give people if you want to throw a little pizza money on either Kevin Harvick or Kyle Busch this weekend in NASCAR. Kevin Harvick +550 and Kyle Busch +650, $25.
Pretty good. Damn. And I'll just say, Gresh, happy Mother's Day to my mom, to my wife, and to all the moms out there. Hopefully everybody has a very good weekend.
You got mothers-in-law you got to cover, too?
And my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gresh.
Been around a little bit. Been around. Same to mine as well. My mother-in-law will be back soon from Florida. Of course, my wife is actually going to go down to see my mother-in-law and drive back next week with the other golden retriever.
There you go.
So we'll have that's two goldens in the house.
Love it.
Lots of belly rubbins going on, which is pretty good. So now I transition to, Keith, you got something.
No, that was it.
Okay, Sean, so like, you got something.
Real quick, Albert Pujols got cut by the Angels.
Oh,
sorry, I meant
God.
To mention this. Albert Pujols cut by the Angels.
Dirty.
Pretty amazing. He was a 10-time All-Star. He made 9 of those All-Star teams with the Cardinals and just 1 in 10 years with the Angels. A horrible, horrible contract. I know St. Louis got a hard time for kind of letting him go because he really was one of the all-time players. Like he was,
yes.
His stats are off the charts, his MVPs, his MVP finishes, all this stuff off the charts. But he sucked with Anaheim and like every year just got worse and worse and worse. And finally, they cut him.
Also, the last athlete left from the 2003 backyard baseball game in the MLB.
Great nugget there.
I got one for you.
What do you got?
Presbyterian College down in, I do believe it's South Carolina. By the way, their nickname is the Blue Hose. It's an elephant. But anyway.
I thought you were talking the gardening tool.
They have hired unconventional high school coach Kevin Kelly. Do you know what Kevin Kelly doesn't do?
No.
Punt.
Oh.
So a college football team has finally hired one of these new age football coaches that doesn't like to punt.
Love it.
So
love
we'll,
that team.
We'll good see what that's like with Presbyterian. My unfortunately, my buddy Harold Nichols got let go there as the head coach, and they bring in the guy who doesn't punt. So I guess you're trying to figure it out along the way. And there you go. There is a rambunctious, fun, happy Friday edition of Gresh and Keefe here on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. I'm sure more on Albert Pujols, the Red Sox, and everything else in the weekend in sports with OMF. I see the MFers. They are here. We will see you back on Monday, 10 a.m. for another edition of Gresh and Keefe. Don't be late. We'll see you then.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.